Destry Dearden is joining us live over the phone this morning. Destry is the GIS and IT director for Lincoln County. He's been given the task to track the census in Lincoln County. Destry, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning and talking about the census. So it feels as if the census has kind of got lost amidst all the COVID-19, news and everything. But yeah, just a reminder to everybody, the census is still happening. And in fact, now's the time to get that filled out, correct?
That is correct. The census day was actually April 1st. And so we're just trying to get as many self-responses as they can done now.
So self-responses, that obviously kind of implies exactly what it is. So how do people self-respond?
This is the first census that they've ever done it online. And so we now, as we're all staying at home, have the opportunity to jump online to the census's website and actually fill out the census questionnaire online.
And what is that website and how difficult is it to do that?
It's the website is 2020census.gov. You go right in there, and some people have been mailed cards with a little code on there that kind of ties to their house. If you have not received that card, you just go right on their website, do the same thing, and when it asks for the code, you just say, I don't have a code, and it'll allow you to ask for your address. Then you type in your address, it'll pull you up, and there you go.
When's the deadline to have this done, Destry?
I think they're pushing it through the next couple months, but I know that as people are allowed to start getting out and getting moving around again. I imagine the census workers are going to probably start coming around to those houses that haven't self-responded and making sure that people have got the questionnaire or they can go fill it out or just filling it out right there on at their doorstep with them.
Speaking to Destry Dearden this morning with the GIS and IT director with Lincoln County, you mentioned that you should have received some sort of code or some sort of information in the mail. If someone hasn't received that yet, is it still coming or what should they do?
I'm not entirely sure about that. I was under the impression that they were mailed out the middle of last month. If they did not make it to your house, the census still, of course, wants you to be counted. And that's why they have that that set up on their website, so you can just go on there and just type in your address instead if you don't have the code. I know several people who didn't get the code and just went right in there, typed in their address, pulled it right up, and just counted it right there.
Now, Destry, I've noticed that on the Lincoln County Facebook page, you've done a really good job tracking this and almost doing it as a little competition between all the incorporated towns within the county saying, okay, this town's doing really well, this town's doing really well, and Kemmer is kicking everybody's tail ends right now, in fact, is at least from the last update that I saw.
Yeah, in fact, Kemmer, throughout the whole state, they're ranked sixth in the state of Wyoming as far as self-response rate. Which is pretty awesome. I mean, top 10.
Right? About 50% from the last update.
Yeah, as of Saturday, I think the latest numbers I have as of Saturday at 52%.
Wow, excellent. And Star Valley Ranch was leading the way in the Star Valley area. So why is this a big deal, Destry? Why should residents take this seriously and get this done?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's required by law. We have to do it every 10 years, so the census has to do that. But a lot of it goes to, I'm pulling up some stuff off the census's website, but here's what it says. It says, over the next decade, lawmakers, business owners, and many others will use 2020 census data to make critical decisions. The results will show where communities need schools, new clinics, new roads, more services for families, older adults, children. The results will also inform how hundreds of billions of dollars in federal funding are allocated to more than 100 programs, including Medicaid, Head Start, block grants, and supplemental nutrition assistance programs. So it's important to have that so that they have those demographic information for towns and counties going to ask for grants and other things like that.
Destry, really appreciate your time this morning. GIS and IT Director for Lincoln County. Of course, a lot of those questions I'm sure that people may have can be answered on the census website. But if not, is there anyone local that can be reached out to?
They can always call me here at the county. I'm happy to answer. I may not have all the answers, but I can sure look stuff up.
All right, Destry, anything we missed you wanted to touch on?
I just want to say that, you know, we're having this fun little friendly competition, which is kind of fun to get things going. It's kind of a nice little distraction from the COVID-19. But overall, Lincoln County itself is only at 21% on response rate. We're way behind a lot of the counties in Wyoming. So if we want to have some more competition, we definitely have to play a little catch-up with the rest of the state.
All right, and it's 2020census.org, correct?
2020census.gov.
Okay. 2020census.gov. Destry Dearden, GIS and IT Director with Lincoln County, talking census with us today. Thanks so much, Destry.